Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody had a blessed weekend. A lot of stuff going on as always. It was actually a nice relaxing weekend down here in Florida. Got Harrison situated and he is off to Tallahassee, so he's going to enjoy himself up there. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm absolutely blessed. In fact, we talked to Harrison for about an hour this morning before prayer time and prayed with him. And I told him, I said, and you guys are going to laugh at me because this is funny. This is what I told him, Austin. I said, now, Harrison, if you see a pretty girl in Tallahassee, there's, 40, 45,000 students in Tallahassee. It's like a small city. And I said, chances are you'll never see them again. So if you want to meet them, you got to go up and at least exchange information with them so you could actually talk to them on Instagram or Snapchat or something and just let them know who you are. I said, otherwise, you may never run into them again. He goes, really, Dad? I said, that's about what happens in a huge university like that. So he's going to have a fun time at Florida State. Really happy for him, really excited for him. We also got to go to my class reunion, my 45th class reunion on Saturday night. And it was interesting. It was both joyous and sad. And it was a lot of people have passed on. I think up to close to 30 people have died now, many of them from cancer, many of them from drugs. Many of them in automobile accidents. It's just been sad. And also some of the people, they were in extremely bad shape physically. They've been in bad accidents and had, multiple replacement surgeries. In fact, I got a little bit of a muse out of this. We had a superlative thing, who looks most like they did in high school, one of those deals. And also we had, who's had the most joint replacement surgeries? Now, guys, that's not really a badge of honor. But one guy had already had four joints replaced, and he was getting another one replaced next month. So he's going to have five joint replacement surgeries by the time he's 62, 63 years old. Guys, I'd rather just keep my original joints. I like my original parts a lot. I don't really want to lose them. I don't even want to lose any teeth. I'm kind of funny about body parts disappearing. And so I'm happy for him that his joints apparently seem to work. But it's sad that this has happened, that his joints have deteriorated like this at such a young age. So, and some of the people like Renee and Mike and Bruce, they worked really hard. And also Ricky, they all worked very, very hard to get the information and the invitations out. So I'm really happy that they did what they did, and we had a 45th. In fact, one of the fellows in a wheelchair said, I'm really glad we're having the 45th because I don't think I'm going to live for the 50th. Now, you and I have talked so many times on this show. You guys are all my friends, and we've talked about confessions and what you speak about, you bring about. But guys, when you get into the real world, when people don't listen to shows like this or they don't have the opportunity to hear things as far as how the universe is made or that we're basically an energy product, they don't understand. So again, I saw some people in pretty good shape at the reunion, some people in absolutely horrible shape. And remember, what we do is we all age at different rates based upon our telomeres. We've really never talked about that's part of our genetic code, and also based upon how many times our cells reproduce. In addition to that, how many times our body basically has to fight off diseases, and how strong our immune system is, and how much reserve energy we have left. And that's one of the reasons that people age at such different rates, is because we have a lot of people that are just big time energy spenders, and they're always geeking up on coffee, or they're geeking up on Red Bull, and they're doing all those things when they're younger because they don't think it's going to make any difference, or they're smoking cigarettes, get a hit from the nicotine. And a lot of people who I talk to are still boozing it. I mean, they looked absolutely awful. They were still drinking a lot, and a lot of them had gone with drugs, and they basically had a lot of them were dead. And I talked to some of the other guys that used drugs a lot in high school, and they looked pretty rough. So it's sad to me that, that we have so many people out there that still use drugs, that still use alcohol, and they basically are promoting that type of lifestyle still in their 60s. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. It's just, sooner or later, the Bible says, when I was a child, I acted like a child. Now that I've become an adult, I left those childish, foolish ways behind me. And so, guys, it's just one of those things. Take care of yourself. I'm going to post it. I've got a picture that we took with the group for my high school class reunion. I want you to go ahead and post that on the Health Masters Facebook page, Austin. I'll send it to you, and then just get a look. You can get a look at the difference in the aging of the different people. I'm sure that they probably never thought that's why we were taking the pictures, right? But that's why I'm going to use it, because I'm using it as an object thing for everybody to realize that you don't have to get old. In fact, I must admit, it was funny with Sharon, Austin, your mom. I was sitting there, and one girl who I kind of liked in junior high school, she was there. She's real nice, and she's got a sweet personality. She got married really young. They're married for like 47 years. And she basically started talking to me at the, and she kept saying, is this your wife? I mean, like, is this really your wife? And I'm like, yeah. Because Sharon looked so young, I think they thought I must have pulled a Donald Trump when she was 25 years younger than me. And so I got a big kick out of that. And then one girl walked up to me and they said, does she use Botox? And I'm like, no, we just really eat well. Well, how old is she? Like 35? I said, no, she's 61. And they're like flipping out because they really don't understand why she looks so good at her age. And guys, it's a question of the choices that we make in our life. You know, I've been eating clean and exercising now since I was a teenager. I just finished working out a few moments ago. And it's just one of those things I told Sharon. I said, you know, even just going to the reunion and realizing the physical deterioration of so many of our friends, it gives me even a bigger incentive to continue to work out even harder than I've been working out, because I want to be that person when I'm 75 years old or 80 years old or 78 years old at another reunion or whatever, that I'm able to walk in and feel great. In fact, they asked us to kind of kneel down for the picture, and no one really kneeled down. A few girls kneeled down. I wasn't sure because everybody's needed joint replacement surgery, Austin. So I probably just got in the front, just kneeled down. I said, well, forget it, man. We're all standing up on top of each other. So I'll just kneel down. So you'll see me kneeling down in the photo. So, but I had a good time. I got to meet some good friends, and a lot of the ambivalence from high school, ambivalence meaning, of course, a love-hate relationship, a lot of that's gone now, and a lot of people have dropped the attitudes, and they're doing, you know, really, really well. And the group we had there were really, really nice people. I really enjoyed myself. Now, I said all that to say this. John McCain is not a nice person. My classmates are nice people. John McCain, according to this writer, basically his name is Roland Ayers, E-Y-E-A-R-S, is a bully, a traitor, a liar, an adulterer, and a warmongering criminal. Now, what's interesting about this whole article, and I want to bring this up for only one reason. Normally, I would show him a little bit of respect, but I so disrespect John McCain that he's not dead yet. I hate talking about dead people because they're gone, but he's not dead yet, so he's still free, fair game as far as I'm concerned. I told you guys last summer when he was diagnosed with that malignant glial melanoma, malignant glial brain cancer, that he was going to be short for this planet. And the sad part about it is that, you know, he's still running his mouth even from his deathbed, and now he has said he does not want Donald Trump at the doggone funeral, that he only wants, you know, Pence at the funeral. Like there's even going to be a delegation of people coming from the White House who want to see him in a casket anyhow. I mean, the guy had a grandfather who was an admiral, and he had a father who was an admiral, so it gave him a lot of things that he was able to get away from in the military. But I'm going to read you a little bit about John McCain, just real quickly. And also, he's now saying how angry he is that he picked Sarah Palin for the Republican nominee for vice president. Quite frankly, as far as I'm concerned, she was a lot better than he was. Before I read this to you, it's now clear that what is left of the Republican Party, after being fatally poisoned by the Bush administration, intends to commit suicide by nominating Senator John McCain for the presidency. Where do I start? This is from the Brawler early. This is like back when they nominated him back in 2008. He goes, McCain spent his boyhood in exclusive boarding schools where staffers were paid to put up with his tirades. We all did some immature things before we matured, but with McCain, they never stopped. Had he not been the son of grandson of admirals, there had a scant chance he would have been admitted to the U.S. Naval Academy, given his behavioral patterns and academics. Had he not been the son and the grandson of admirals, there is little doubt he would have been thrown out. Instead, in 1958, he managed to graduate 894 out of 899, big partier. Had he not been the son of the grandson of admirals, he has no chance he would have been accepted into the prestigious Naval Flight Training Program over far better qualified officers and pilots. On his way to becoming a North Vietnamese ace, the aviator lost 3 planes on routine non-combat flights. Little was made of that because he was the son of admirals. McCain's most horrendous loss occurred in 1967 on the USS Forrestal. I've talked about this before. I'm going to read you what this guy says. Well, not horrendous for him. The starter motor switch on the AE-4 Skyhawk allowed fuel to pour into the engine. Now, what they're saying here is, with a jet engine, normally what you do, you turn the turbines on and you slowly start adding fuel until it ignites. With this engine, you could actually turn the fuel on first, flood the engine, ignite it, and it would be a wet start and it would throw an impressive flame with shoot from the tail. It's one of the ways the hot young, you know, pilots got their jollies. The problem was, here's what happened. He decided a wet start to harass a F-4 pilot directly behind him, lined up to take off. When he did that, the F-4 pilot had a bomb attached to his wing. The bomb was cooked off. In other words, the flame got it so hot that it tore through the Skyhawk's fuel tank. It released the 1,000-pound bomb. ignited a fire that killed the pilot, plus killed 167 more men on the ship, almost sank the aircraft carrier USS Forrestal. Before the tally of dead and dying was complete, the son and grandson of the admirals had been transferred to the USS Oriskany. Now, I'm going to stop right there because that talks about his numerous adulterous affairs and what he did when his wife, when he basically, his wife got in a car accident when he was in a, as a POW, and she was, basically, she was messed up from the accident. He came home, he immediately divorced her, started dating Cindy, who's now Cindy McCain, and basically has left her. I'm stopping now. I'm just going to get angry. This guy should never, ever have been put in the Senate. He should never have been sent to the flight school. He should have been completely and totally criminally held liable for what he did on that Forrestal and basically spent some time in Leavenworth or wherever they send the Navy people. Guys, it was, his entire life has been a disaster. And quite frankly, when he hits hell, there's going to be a tidal wave of lava. I got that from one of our, listeners. I mean, because he's going to put a big splash down there. This guy is bad news. And it's like it says in Isaiah 15 or 16, I forgot which verse it is now, that basically all these people are in hell and Lucifer shows up and they're like, what in the world are you doing now? You're the one supposed to get us out of here. Guys, this is what happens when you serve Lucifer like McCain has done his entire life and you've done the things that he's done and you've compromised everybody. He's having a horrible, horrible, malignant, Galil brain tumor death. And it's to me, Austin, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. I have nothing good to say about John McCain. Quite frankly, I'm not going to. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to placate this whole situation by saying anything good. But I will not discuss him after he is dead. I have no interest in doing that. To me, it's like the ding dong, the witch is gone. I very rarely ever talk about the Clintons anymore because they're out of the picture. Except, by the way, they're the primary factor right now with the Clinton foundations and the Mueller probe and what's going on in Washington. You've got to understand who these guys are. They're basically doing everything they possibly can to prevent Donald Trump from investigating Hillary Clinton. That's what all of this stuff's about, because Hillary Clinton's tentacles run so deeply with her foundations and with her Satanism throughout the entire Washington, D.C. structure. So this is what's involved right now in the trying to the supposed takedown of a sitting president, is because of the Hillary Clinton Foundation and all of this mess, which built, you know, which John McCain is neck deep in all that mess too. So guys, I'm not going to talk about him. Very rarely talk about the witch. Talk very rarely about the Gay Canyon anymore. It's one of those things, guys. We got to move on, go down the road, do the best we can with what we were working with, guys. But okay, but that's how I wanted to start the show, talking about all that stuff, Austin. What do you think? What's your next story?
No, you're absolutely right. They're doing everything they can to try to obfuscate from the truth. That's why this whole ridiculous Russian collusion nonsense has been just dominating the media for the last 2 years now. They want everybody to focus on anything they can except the truth. And that's what the mainstream media is incredibly good at. It's obfuscation and propaganda and making people focus on things that aren't really going on, just in turn to try to make them the actual truth when they're not. However, this is pretty crazy. This is from Ron Paul's website today. He released that the NSA continues to abuse Americans by intercepting their telephone calls. He said one of the few positive things in the ill-named U.S. Freedom Act enacted in 2015 after Snowden's revelations on the NSA domestic spying is that it did, however, require the Director of National Intelligence to regularly report on its domestic surveillance activity. So at that point, after Snowden released that, they didn't tell anybody to stop. They didn't even tell anybody to slow down on domestic spying. They just said, you guys pretty much have to come clean and tell us who you're spying on and how many people you're spying on periodically when we want to know. So on Friday, apparently, Ron Paul reported the latest report has been released on just how much our government is spying. He said, according to the annual report named the Statistical Transparency Report regarding use of national security authorities, the U.S. government intercepted and stored information for more than half a billion telephone calls and text messages in 2017. That is a 300% increase over 2016. They said, on top of that, all of these intercepts have now been deemed legal under the new reassessment of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, which is ironic because FISA was first enacted to curtail the Nixon-era abuse of surveillance on American citizens. So we're looking at now 500 million telephone calls and text messages intercepted and read by the NSA now.
every year, and that was back in 2017. Who knows where we're leading to in 2018? And the irony part about all this is just what they are releasing. You guys already know when the NSA and the CIA, these guys are steeped in so many different black operations that they redact, that they basically won't let anybody know about because of national security and so forth. So these are just the numbers that they're actually coming out now and letting everybody know that they are doing on a regular basis. So I thought that was pretty interesting. How sad has it become now that this is the new America, that we actually think we're free? And what's crazy, you know, every year we have July 4th parties, we have all these things going on, and everybody's, you know, America this, freedom that. However, can we really truly celebrate our freedom or even call ourselves remotely free or even an exceptional nation as we know we're under the control of surveillance that would literally make, you know, essentially East Germany Stasi's envious with as much surveillance as on the American population now, whether it be through the camera systems, whether it be through the surveillance drones, whether it be through the satellites, whether it be through the phones and the text messages, the NSA. It's never ending now, and it's becoming more and more and more prevalent. Now, tying back into what we're seeing now, just domestically, you guys remember a couple weeks ago I talked about how the Pentagon had released that they're starting to experiment with and release in the field fully armed, fully autonomous AI-controlled drones, which can literally operate solely on their own. No human interaction whatsoever, no pilots, no nothing. They can literally do anything they want, engage any target they want, based solely on their artificial intelligence discretion. Well, now, it's something that seems as it literally would be science fiction. The Pentagon has now released that they are now bringing out flying aircraft carriers that will launch and recover fleets of small drones that will soon be part of the U.S. military arsenal as the Pentagon works with private technology partners to engineer this vision into reality. Just at the end of April, the Pentagon's Advanced Research and Development Arm, known as DARPA, was awarded a 21-month, $40 million contract to Dynetics, a Alabama-based company, to work on software and technology to build a new class of drones whose wings can be folded up for easier storage in the belly of a plane. For the U.S. military, they want to gain the ability to have multiple drones quickly and reliably taken off a plane and returned to, basically for refueling or recharging and sending out another fleet of drones back and forth, so they can literally have 24 hours, you know, 7 day a week surveillance with armed drones anywhere in the world at any time. The program code name is Gremlins, and basically calls for two companies now to demonstrate the safe and reliable aerial launch and recovery of multiple unmanned aircraft. They will have to show that they can launch a pack of drones from the body of a C-130 cargo plane, sending them out to fly on their own for 30 minutes at minimum, and then fly back into the plane. So as we're seeing everything starting to escalate further and further with the AI, with the surveillance, we're seeing now that we really are truly about to start bringing the human mind and the human analytics and morals and reasons and ethics completely out of the equation of our military, and we're going to go full-blown autonomous drones with the ability now to even deploy numerous drones from aircraft all over the world and bring them back into the plane at any time. This is starting to get crazy, Dan.
Okay. All right, everybody, put your tinfoil hats on for a second. We're gonna go serious esoteric right now. Okay, you guys, listen to me. Some of the stuff I can tell you now has been vetted. Some of the stuff has not been vetted. Some of it's my opinion. Some of it's other people's opinion. But this is something that's going to be interesting. You guys are going to want to take notes on this. The quantum computers right now, they're unbelievably fast. That's what they're using with DARPA and a lot of the other places. But they're working, and I believe they've already established the D-Wave computer, which is the interdimensional interface. Now, the statistics that I'm fixing to give you, I haven't vetted. These are what I've read online now, but I haven't seen the actual numbers. I'm sure these are estimates. But what they're saying, that a quantum computer is incredibly fast, but the D-Wave computer is so much faster. Listen to the scale. What a D-Wave interdimensional satanic interface computer can equate in 1 second, it takes a quantum computer.
I'm gonna run the show. I don't know what happened here. His whole line just got disappeared. I was even trying to figure out what was going on my end over here. Yeah, we'll get back to that. This is some crazy stuff we're talking about now, and that's why the reason why we're getting into this is because, not that I really enjoy talking about this stuff, because a lot of it's quite creepy, to be honest with you, but I want to get everybody prepared for what they're about to start rolling out in the very, very near future. We already know that there's going to be some very, very significant changes in this country and in the world by 2025. There's no question about that. I think we're all in the agreement now on what's going to start happening, all the way from basically silencing people and taking away our First Amendment right and making the military an entirely AI-based system, on top of everything else trying to go fully global. There's a lot of things that are in play before 2025, and these are topics that a lot of people aren't wanting to talk about because it's so strange, and like Dad said, put your tinfoil hat on, because most people don't want to believe this. Guys, I'm getting this stuff straight from Pentagon releases and DARPA releases and military, basically private military contractor releases. This isn't some made-up stuff that we're coming up with here. This is legitimate stuff that they are already releasing, which means, guys, if they're already releasing it for the mainstream population to see it, they're already years ahead in research and development, meaning they're getting ready to deploy it. Whenever they start releasing this stuff to the general population, they're going in and they're doing a soft disclosure, just like I talked to you guys about how Trump now for the second time has done a full-blown, not even a soft disclosure anymore, a hard disclosure about basically the space unit as far as what he wants to talk about. You know, with the Army, the Air Force, he wants to have a space force. This isn't something that he's talking about that is just a joke. He's being serious about it because he's seeing what's going on behind the scenes, and whether or not he's supposed to be talking about this stuff, I don't know. But remember what I talked about a month or two ago? See, the thing is that we're seeing with Trump is that he really does, in my opinion, full-heartedly want to change America for the better and keep our nationalistic roots and make America great again. I really truly believe that. And I think he still wants to do that. I think he is getting so much pushback and so much flack, and they're using so much leverage against him that they cause him to capitulate in other areas. Plus, we have the aspect of him drinking diet sodas on a regular basis that we've already been told about numerous times, where we know aspartame is a brain and train compound. They've used it in the CIA with Rumsfeld, doggone, you know, Monsanto's the one who came up with and released it. So we know this stuff's super toxic, yet nobody's stopping him from drinking them. They're continually to feed him this, which is also too going to compromise some of his judgment. So they know what he's trying to do, and they're doing everything they can to stop it. And that's one aspect of what we're seeing here now with all this stuff. That's why they're doing so much work, as much as they can, bringing everything they can out of the woodwork with all these investigations now, just to try to compromise him and just to try to smear his name. So this is stuff that we're talking about that we know. This is stuff that's going on. This is stuff, though, that everybody needs to realize what's happening. So whenever Dad gets back, I'll let him go back into what he was talking about there. And also on other topics is, too, this is crazy, as we see Great Britain in London literally starting to become fully chaotic now with what's going on. We see that the idiot mayor, Sadiq Khan, who's a blithering Muslim, is mayor of London. Four people now have been shot over a 48-hour period in London, leaving a teenager dead, a 13-year-old, and a 15-year-old with significant head injuries and trauma. This is happening again in London. As you guys know, there's a full-blown firearm ban in London. There has been for years. You can't own any type of firearm or possess any type of firearm whatsoever in London, period, yet they're still having shootings. We know that they're trying to ban carrying knives and so forth, yet people are, I mean, it's literally almost a war zone that they talked about. Even Trump brought this up the other day. I mean, that literally the hospitals have even admitted now, it's like full-time trauma care in the hospitals from all the knife wounds and the machete wounds and the stab wounds and the box cutter wounds from everybody running around knifing everybody all the time. There was a video that somebody sent me the other day. It was pretty graphic. I would never send it to anybody unless I knew what they were showing. And he was trying to show me what was going on. It was a carjacking, basically, in London. And a guy jumped into the passenger seat, and the driver basically didn't want to get in the car? He said, absolutely not. I said, get out of my car. It was a Muslim, of course, and they had the knife, and he pulled a big old butcher knife out, and the guy wouldn't get out of the car. And dude, he just starts hacking on him. I mean, hacking on him. And the guy's still fighting back. I mean, would not stop fighting, which I gotta give him kudos for that. But the worst part about it was he had no weapon. He didn't have a gun. He didn't have a knife. He didn't have pepper spray. He didn't have anything. All he was trying to do was drive and essentially crash the car so this guy would get out. The guy would not stop knifing him. Finally, he gets done knifing him. The guy still won't give him his car, so the perpetrator finally jumps out of the car, runs off. The driver's sitting there, I mean, leaking blood. I mean, he's hemorrhaging blood, and I don't know what else happened to him. It was basically a vehicle cam, because, you know, a lot of those cars over there have cameras inside of them. And that's what they're dealing with on a regular basis over there, except they don't have the ability to defend themselves with any type of significant capacity. And it's rough. I mean, it's really, really rough over there. And then you have this idiot Sadiq Khan, who's a Muslim, who just wants to sit there and demand more and more people be disarmed, at the same time bringing in more and more Muslim migrant, just irate refugees that want to do as much harm as possible. You guys already know it's a boiling pot. I mean, it's a powder keg. This is what they're going to do to Europe, and they're doing everything they can to fundamentally change Europe into a Muslim caliphate, and that's the goal. That's the aspect of it. When you put a mayor that's a Muslim in charge of a country, what do you think he's really going to do, guys? Do you really think he's going to sit there and he's going to support and he's going to prioritize Christian beliefs and he's going to promote Christian values and he's going to promote self-defense and, you know, with Christian biblical laws? No, he's going to do everything he can to basically rid the infidels from that country so he can allow that country to become a full-blown Muslim country. That's what they do. That's what they've always done. Now, back into a health article that I basically pulled up today. A lot of people are still, this has surprised me, but it doesn't surprise me because of the marketing of sodas and how hard they push them, but so many people are still drinking sodas on a regular basis. Every time I feel like I go to Publix or any to grab some organic chicken or something, or I'm out and I go over there, and you'll always see, you know, at least one or two people, even on a slow night, slow evening, pushing a cart, and it's just full of sodas, you know, 2 liter sodas, soda cans, and, you know, I'll talk to people if I'm like in line with them, and I'll stop them, I'll ask them, you know, I've talked to them before, you know, why are you drinking so much soda? Oh, hello, are you alive? Where'd you go?
Okay, Austin, this is important. I get the stuff out now because my entire system just went down. I'm on cell phone now. All the computers just went out. All the phones just went out. I thought that might happen when I started talking about this today. So I want everybody to listen to me. It's very important for me to get this out right now to all my listeners, okay?
Got it.
What we have here, and apparently what I'm not supposed to talk about today, is this. What we have learned over the weekend, I've done a bunch of extensive research, is that we have quantum computers right now that are being used by DARPA that are incredibly fast. And the D-Wave computer is much, much faster. Let me give you an example. What it takes, a D-Wave computer, the interdimensional interface to Lucifer, what it takes to process in 1 second, the quantum computer takes 10,000 years. Now, did you hear that?
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. That's according to the research that I pulled up. Now, whether that can be better or not, I don't know. But that's how much faster the interdimensional interface to Lucifer is going to be with the 5G network. Now, the way they tie this stuff together, that the research that I've seen to see, been finding this on, is they have to use a type of smart dust, a type of sentient oil, as some people call it, black goo, according to the research that I've done. Again, this is not vetted information. You guys may think I'm in Narnia right now. But I tell you what, as soon as I started talking about it, my entire phone system, internet, everything went down here. Now, this is what the Deepwater Horizon was supposed to be about. And what this is an interdimensional interface material that's supposed to be sentient. Now, whether it is or not, I don't know. It's some weird stuff we're talking about right now that I cannot vet. All I know is they use this in the D-Wave computer for an interdimensional interface. That's what it's used for. It's like a really super type of advanced artificial intelligence. And it ties directly together into Lucifer's lair because this compound that they've manufactured or they're collecting out of the middle of the earth or whatever it is, supposedly is an interdimensional interface. This is what they said the Deepwater Horizon was all about, because somebody apparently, they said that this is what I've read, I can't vet this, that apparently the Horizon rig had found a deposit of this stuff, and the international community has found out about it, but they did not want the United States to get ahead of this technology with the D-Wave computers, and they basically sabotaged the rig. Now, whether any of that's true or not, I have no idea. I'm telling you, all of this stuff has not been vetted, but I'm getting it out on this show today. I've got one of the listeners who's listening right now, and I'm sure she figured this was going to happen, because when she was at the Gulfwater Horizon spill in Pensacola, she was burned by the oil that they had in the water, the stuff that had come out of Blackwater Horizon. It attached itself to her foot, blistered her, and burned her. And she's had all kinds of health problems and all kinds of issues with her body since she was exposed to this stuff. Now, this is some bad stuff. The Nazis supposedly used this stuff when they were working with, they found it in deposits of it in the earth when they were converting coal into oil. And they were able to use it as far as what they did with a lot of their research. This is where this technology is going. That's why when we talked earlier about these robots being launched out of the belly of planes, when you have tens of thousands of mini drones being released from a flying aircraft carrier, they have to have a way to control all of this stuff. And they're going to be using it through this supposedly sentient smart dust. Now, this is some crazy stuff that I'm talking about. It's extremely esoteric. It was crazy enough that my entire phone system, internet system, everything crashed as soon as I brought this up today. I'm coming to you right now on a cell phone, which I hate to do. Apparently, they can't crash the tower over here on the other side of the lake. So, guys, it's one of those things that you have to be aware of what's happening. It's some stuff that nobody wants to talk about, nobody wants to get into. And I'm going to read you scripture right now, kind of buffer out the show a little bit. This is very important. This is Ezekiel 33, verse 1. The word of the Lord came to me, son of man. Speak to your people and say to them, when I bring the sword against the land and the people of the land, choose one of their men and make him their watchman. And he sees the sword coming against the land, and he blows the trumpet to warn the people. Then if anyone hears the trumpet but does not heed the warning, and the sword comes and it takes their life, their blood will be on their own heads. Since they heard the sun and sound of the trumpet, they did not heed the warning, their blood will be on their own head. If they had heeded the warning, they would have saved themselves. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet to warn the people, and the sword comes and takes a person's life, that person's life will be taken because of their sin. But I will hold the watchman accountable for their blood. Guys, I'm your watchman as far as I'm concerned. I'm doing everything I possibly can along with Austin to tell you guys the truth of what's happening in this real world and this weirdness that's going on with this 5G network, with sentient oil, with interface interdimensional computers into Lucifer's lair. This AI is the greatest threat we have on this planet right now, and everybody seems to think it's a joke. It's unbelievably dangerous. If it gets fully operational upboot, if they boot it up, we're going to have a real-life Skynet, just like we saw in the Terminator movies, guys. And how are we going to prevent this thing that's being operated through sentient something or another, oil or whatever this stuff is, these nanobots, the stuff they've developed and groomed to interface into another dimension, what if they decide they don't want us to control them anymore? They don't even know how a D-Wave computer works, Austin. They don't even understand it, but yet they know that it works. Who gave them this technology, and why are they stupid enough to apply it and make us all in the middle of this mess? So I wanted to share that with you guys. I had to get this out now. I'll try to get the internet back up right now. From a safety standpoint, I had to get this out today to let you guys know what's happening with this interdimensional interface and how fast this D-Wave computer is. Again, I read it, can't bet it. Here's what it says. What it takes, a D-Wave interdimensional, satanic, Luciferian computer to do in 1 second takes a quantum computer 10,000 years. That's what they have to have. They have to have that interdimensional interface to control the Internet of Things, Austin, where everything's going to have basically a read-write unit set inside of itself so it can basically monitor everything, so it allows Lucifer to become omnipresent. This is what I've talked about for weeks on end. I was a little bit hesitant to go into some of this other detail because it goes so far out there. But, guys, there's something else happening. This bread and circuses that we have with Donald Trump in the United States right now, and that blithering idiot, McCain, and all the weirdos and the Satanists and all this stuff, it all ties together with their satanic sacrifices and these hedonistic, self-absorbed lifestyles that they all live. But I want to share that with you guys. Austin, I'm going to go ahead and try to get hooked back up to Todd and get off his cell phone, but I had to get that information out. Okay, bud?
Absolutely, but I got it. Yeah, and this is the stuff, you know, this is why we've been so proactive, guys, at bringing up what's going on with 5G, because remember, understand with 5G, there has to be a 5G network tower every 1,000 feet. That's literally a little bit over 300 meters. That's nothing. That's nothing, guys. So, I mean, what we're looking at here is this is why they want to have these towers everywhere, because that way they can broadcast these frequencies with this 5G network everywhere around you and make the signal incredibly strong at any period of time. See, right now, to use frequencies, you guys will know if you've done any research on frequency and what it can do as far as moving things, changing things, basically shaping objects. Frequency is very strong. I mean, essentially when it breaks down to everything, everything is based on some type of frequency, all the way down to the atoms, how the atoms and molecules move. So right now when you deal with cell phone towers and so forth, you know, they're on a specific frequency, but they're pretty far and few between still. So the frequencies have to travel very long distances. Obviously, the further a frequency has to travel, the slower it becomes and the less strength it becomes. That's why the further away you get from a cell phone tower, if you're out in the middle of nowhere, your cell phone signal basically goes to garbage, because you're so far away from it, the signal strength is next to nothing. So they're telling everybody with 5G network is the signal has a very short width on it, so it has to have multiple towers every like 300 yards now is what they're saying, that they have to basically do it this way. Now what they did on top of this, now Samsung's 5G home router just won FCC approval ahead of Verizon's 2018 launch. This just now got released that they're going to be available late 2018 with the Samsung 5G router. Now, so we're already going to be dealing with these things now outside the building. And people go, and this is the question I'm asking. If we just have release of a 5G router inside the house, why in the world do we still need these 5G networks on every doggone telephone pole? They're not still taking them down. If this made sense and the 5G router worked how it needed to work, you could have a strong router in your house. It would still bathe you in 5G network, but you could unplug it from the wall, just like you currently do with the routers. I hope you guys do. Same thing I do with the house. If we need internet, I plug in the router. If I don't need internet, I unplug it. I don't want it on all the time. I don't need it. If I don't need it, I don't want it on. Why can't we do that? That's the whole point. They want to have these things, as many of them spaced as possible. Now, here's just how toxic this stuff is. Samsung has to blatantly warn users now to keep the devices at minimum 8 inches away from any person or living object, because they cannot get closer than that due to compliance with FCC exposure guidelines. That's how strong these 5G routers are going to be. 8 inches. Now, it doesn't sound like a very far distance, but if you guys know, most of the FCC guidelines are based on 20 years ago of research of early cell phone technology. So they have these guidelines that are actually very, very open, and they weren't very strict at all. They still allowed to get a lot of exposure to this stuff. They go ahead and tell you, don't even be, nothing can be within 8 inches of these 5G routers. This is how all this stuff is going to be used, because when you start dealing with a fleet of drones that are going to be running surveillance or running some type of operation over a community, it's going to be very difficult to keep access with them, even with satellites and everything else. Because as you guys know, with a lot of times, you know, as drones get out, they've seen this in the Middle East, they get further out, they start running into basically reception problems, with control problems, all types of issues as far as with monitoring and visual, because the frequency starts getting so far and they deploy these drones so far away from the bases. Well, they want to have the ability now to launch these things from, say, Washington, D.C., and be able to have them lily pad all the way across the country through C-130 recharge planes and still be able to control them, monitor them, watch them, and allow the AI to integrate with one another all the way in Washington or all the way over in China at the same time because of the 5G network. That is what they're working on. So really weird stuff that Dad's been talking about, but the sad part is it seems to be all coming very, very true. Now, back to what I was talking about earlier with the health topic with sodas. Most of our listeners probably already know that sodas are not something that I'm really keen on anybody drinking. They're just not. They're not healthy. They're not good. They're just not. One thing about them, as you guys already know, sodas can cause a decline in kidney function. 11-year-old Harvard Medical School study, including 3,300 women, found that a diet with soda linked with a twofold increase of kidney decline. It also can increase kidney stones as well. Soda also increases the risk of diabetes. Obviously, you guys already know, high sugar levels put a massive amount of stress on the pancreas. Drinking just 1 to 2 sodas per day can increase your risk of type 2 diabetes by 25%. On top of that, too, they've shown that the caramel coloring in soda has been directly linked to cancer. The artificial brown coloring in colas is a chemical process. It is not made from caramelized sugar. That's a misconception a lot of people think. When you hear caramel color, you think, okay, it's caramel from like brown sugar cane. They actually extract the caramel from sugar. That is far from the truth, my friends. It is made by actually reacting different sugars with ammonia and sulfates under high pressure and very high temperatures. These chemical reactions result in the formation of 2-methylimidazol, which is 2-MI, and 5-methylimidazol, which is 4-MI, in which government-conducted studies can be directly linked to lung, liver, and thyroid cancer and leukemia in laboratory mice and rats. Caramel color is not what you think it is. Back in the day, I used to always think that too. I thought caramel color was made from like caramelized sugar, and they extract it. That's too difficult, and that's not cost effective when these guys are trying to pump out billions of gallons of soda. It's easier to react sugars with ammonia and sulfates under pressure and temperature to create large batches of caramel coloring that they can turn around and use in the sodas. Much more cost effective. As you guys already know, soda massively increases body fat, which I'm not a fan of, and it can also massively increase risk of obesity in children. Each additional soda consumed per day increases the likelihood of a child becoming obese by about 60%. Sugary drinks are connected to other health problems as well, as I talked about earlier with diabetes. Now, one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that the sugar content of soda is astronomical. An average 20-ounce soda of Coca-Cola has about 17 teaspoons of sugar. Now, one aspect of this is that's a huge amount of sugar, but it's not even just cane sugar. It would be bad enough if it was 7 teaspoons of like sugar in the raw, a natural-based non-GMO sugar that they're putting in there. That'd be bad enough. It's hard enough on your pancreas to deal with. It is not. It's high fructose corn syrup, which is derived solely from GMO corn. So not only are you in the aspects of eating basically the sugar that's from corn, you're having the high fructose corn syrup. Now, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because I'm running out of time already. If you guys want to do your research, research how high fructose corn syrup is made and how hard it is on the liver. Also, too, when you take in that much sugar, as I've seen numerous times, it massively increases the risk of cavities. I am going to be 30 years old this summer. I have yet to ever have a cavity in my mouth. I contribute a lot of that to probably decent, good genetics that I've got from my parents. You know, great genetics, I can say, in my opinion. But also, too, the fact that I never drank soda when I was growing up. My parents already knew about soda. So I did not have access to soda. I did not drink soda when I was younger, and I still do not drink soda. Actually, when I was younger, on a few occasions, they would let me try one or let me drink one, just so, you know, it's not one of those taboo things where I'm like, oh, I've never had a soda, I gotta try one. I tried probably maybe 3 or 4 sodas when I was younger. The issue that I always found is that when I drank a soda, I couldn't even come close to finishing it because it would make my stomach so knotted up, and I never understood why. I saw my friends, you know, they'd pound 2 or 3 sodas with a meal, you know, belch and be in a better mood and be like, oh, okay, I feel good now, then go take a nap. I would drink like a quarter of a soda, and I just, my stomach would be upset. I wouldn't feel good. Well, when you start looking at the phosphoric acid, the sugar, the caramel color, the high fructose corn syrup, when you start combining all those things together into one, it becomes a very, very toxic compound. Not to mention, the average pH of Coca-Cola is about 2.5 pH, which is incredibly acidic. I mean, incredibly acidic. And it massively leaches calcium from the bones. When you enter soda into your stomach, the only option your body has to do is dump calcium into your stomach to basically neutralize and buffer the massive amount of acidity that's in there, so you don't actually eat a hole in your small intestines. When it goes through and goes to your small intestines, it'll actually eat through your small intestines. It's that acidic. So your body has to neutralize it before it can digest it any further. That means it's taking calcium out of the bloodstream, taking calcium out of the muscles, taking calcium out of anywhere it can, including the bones and teeth. This is why a lot of people, when you talk to them, they have really bad problems with osteopenia, osteoporosis, losing teeth, and they're not that old. You talk to to them almost every time you talk to those people, not all the time, but most of the time, they've always had an issue with drinking soda. So these are all factors that you have to play or have to look at. Also, too, most people don't realize when you switch over to the sodas I talked about before with sucralose or with aspartame, the diet sodas or the zero sodas, they are loaded with compounds that are incredibly toxic. And so those compounds right there, are one in themselves, are incredibly horrible. Aspartame is a neurotoxin. It actually turns into methanol. Sucralose is basically a pesticide. It's used to kill bugs. It's incredibly toxic, including calcifying the kidneys. And I've talked about this on the show before, and I mentioned it again. Sucralose is such a toxic compound that it will actually cause the kidneys to start calcifying. And a lot of people don't understand what that is. There's little hairs inside the kidneys that help filter out blood. When you put sucralose in there, it actually starts to kill those hairs, and on top of that, it hardens the kidneys. Years ago, when I was back in bodybuilding real heavy, before I knew about sucralose, really, when it had first come out, and, you know, it was this latest and greatest sweetener, was great, you know, all supposedly natural, made from sugar. What they don't tell you is they take the atoms off of it, add chlorine atoms to the sugar molecule. That's real nice. Anyways, when I started using a product that was basically an intra-workout product before we came out with a lot of stuff we had, this is probably 10 years ago now, and I was drinking it every day during my workouts, and I noticed about 2 to 3 weeks into it, I started getting real bad kidney pains. I don't get kidney pains. I drink a lot of water. I don't have issues with anything, so of course I checked my blood pressure. I said, you know, maybe I'm having issues with my blood pressure. That's why I'm getting kidney pains, you know, lower back pumps, essentially, is what I deemed them off as. No, blood pressure was great. I was taking HGH Stimulate still. My blood pressure was fantastic. I was getting great pumps. Couldn't figure out what it was. Well, I started talking to Dad. Dad came in, sent me the research, said, Austin, this is why you're having kidney pains. One of the main side effects from sucralose toxicity is kidney pain. It starts hardening your kidneys. And on top of that, sucralose, because it's completely stable on the shelf, it's great on paper. When it sits on your plate, it's totally stable. But nobody tells you when sucralose enters your stomach and mixes with hydrochloric acid, the chlorine atoms that I just mentioned a minute ago actually break off from the sugar molecule, and you release free chlorine atoms into your digestive tract. At this point, when it happens, it completely wipes out all positive bacteria, which would be the probiotics that are in your colon. So all this stuff dies off, completely dies off. So not only are you toxifying your kidneys and your liver, you're completely wiping out your entire good bacteria in your digestive tract. So sodas, stay away from them, guys. Drink water. If you want to make a drink, you know, and you want to have some flavoring to it, use one of our Purple Sticks or our Muscle Blast, something that's actually going to benefit you and actually add some flavor, but actually some positivity to your drink, not this toxic stuff that everybody seems to keep buying. I heard you back on. Are you back on with us now, Dad?
Yeah, I'm you know, excuse my language, piss on them. If they want to take my system down, I'll do it on a cell phone. I don't care. Everything's still shut down here. I mean, every single thing in the house is down. I mean, I can't even call Spectrum up. They don't even answer the telephone. So heck with it. So I'm just, excuse my language, but I'm back with you guys. And if they want to hack me off like this, we'll start talking about a whole bunch of really neat stuff, like how black seed oil causes oral cancer cells to self-destruct. Just thought I'd mention that, how vitamin C basically can actually destroy cancer cells. Let's talk about some more of that. Let's talk about how all of these people don't want you to know that when you ingest nutrients into your body, you greatly expand your life and you make your telomeres go shorter, slower, so your life expectancy goes way out. Let's not let them forget about that. And also, let's tell them that the petro-industrial Rothschild-Rockefeller complex is the reason that everybody is so sick and diseased in the United States, and they're poisoning themselves by the very things they think are going to keep them healthy, like aspartame, which has been linked to brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, and optic nerve degradation, or sucralose, which causes kidney calcification. Let's talk about all that today, Austin, because they've got me pretty hacked off now by shutting my system down. We'll talk about all the stuff that nobody's supposed to know about. And now let's not forget the Rothschild banking cartel and what they do and how they control the United States and control Congress and control everybody else through their satanic meditations, chants, and their weirdness as far as how they control the magnetic energetic field around the planet that they're trying to interface us all into with a D-Wave computer. Let's just go ahead and talk about all of this stuff today. And exactly, if we're going to hack them off, let's go ahead and do it the full amount. And then I will simply ask that you guys pray for us when the show's over with today. Because, guys, the only time I've ever seen this happen before is when I went on Doug Haggard's show years ago, and I broke the story, and it was millions and millions and millions of listeners, you know, on iTunes on the doctors they were killing because they had discovered that they could cure 50% of autistic children with a compound called GCMAF. Now you guys are really hacked off at me, aren't you? With Bradstreet and Gonzalez and all the other doctors, and many of them involved in alternative and different types of research that were being murdered around the country. When I tried to do that show and release that story years ago, we were off for an entire hour, Austin. Everything shut down for an hour, and finally we came back up because we have completely and totally packed all the phones, all the lines with Daystar, Global Star, everything that we were doing at that time with Hagman. And everything basically got shut down, and then when everybody was basically hung up after an hour, they brought it back on. But it didn't make one bit of difference because we had millions and millions of downloads on iTunes that week from the show that I did. It's been heard close to 10 million times now with different breakoffs that has been done. And guys, I'm telling you, these guys want you to die. They want you to die a slow, painful death because they make money off what they're doing to you. And all these guys care about is greed and avarice and worshiping their stinky Luciferian god. I'm nauseous with every one of them, and I will, to my last breath, tell everybody the truth, Austin. And you're absolutely right about sucralose. You're right about aspartame. You're right about high fructose corn syrup. You're right about the soda industry and the addictive qualities of sugar and alcohol and high fructose corn syrup. So, guys, so if we're gonna make them all mad today, let's do it with a big splash, Austin. What do you think?
Yeah, you called it out, man. That's exactly what we need to do, and that's why we do this show, guys. We bring all this stuff up because nobody else will talk about it. There's very few other alternative radio shows that cover this broad of the truth. There's a lot of guys that talk about a thing here or a hell topic here or a globalist faction here. We do it all. We tie it all together for you guys because there's no topic that's really off limits to us. We bring anything to you guys, and that's why we're talking about what we do now, whether it be from soda intake to 5G to the globalists trying to control everybody with giant swarms of AI-controlled drones. As crazy as that sounds, man, it's, every time I bring it up, it almost makes me chuckle because I feel like I sound like a loony bin. But then when I start looking at the research, I realize that this stuff we saw in Terminator, the stuff we saw it with Skynet in that movie, it's literally starting to come into fruition. As weird as that sounds, as nuts as that sounds, what we saw in the 80s and 90s with those movies when they got released is literally starting to take reality and shape, as if they were warning us back then exactly what they're planning to do. Because understand, guys, when they hand over this AI, who do you think is basically going to be able to run and control the AI? Do you think it's just this little, you know, computer in the back of the room that has no idea what's going on except it's just doing algorithms and basing that? I don't think that at all, guys. I think it's all steeped in Satanism, and it's another way to bring in this satanic agenda directly through this artificial intelligence system. It's literally like Genesis chapter 6 on steroids all over again, because I don't think they had this level of technology back then, because if they did, it wouldn't have taken Noah 100 years to build the ark. They would have had robotics and AI systems that could have come in and built an ark so quickly and so efficiently, it wouldn't have been that issue. They had to do all that stuff manually by hand. So I think this is what we're starting to see, is these fallen angels are bringing in Genesis chapter 6, but on a whole nother advanced level of technology, Dad.
Well, look at it this way. They used the magnetic ley lines around the planet. They used the pyramids and the sacrificial sites like Stonehenge and all these other druid worship sites to control the energy field around the planet. That's what they did. When the continental plate shift occurred with the flood, the ley lines were split. They were broken. Remember, when you move water, at 60 meters per second or whatever it is, you create a huge 200 meters per second. When you move large columns of water at 200 meters per second, you create a gigantic electromagnetic field, and that's exactly what happens in the earth when water moves very quickly in the fissures and the crevices of the earth. And that's what they were using. They were using these magnetic ley lines, these fissures in the earth, all of this stuff to create gigantic energy fields combined with the energy from their pyramid and from their sacrificial stones and places and stuff like that all over the place, and with their blood sacrifices to control the energy field and to feed the demons. Oh, that's right. Now we're talking about feed demons. You guys can now really, really get hacked off, these interdimensional demons that we get to feed down here. Okay? So this is what they did. That's why Satan runs about as a roaring lion, seeking those whom he may devour. But you can't touch us. You can't touch us because we're covered in the blood of Christ. I don't care how many times you take my phone system down. You can't touch us. And the thing about this is that they had that entire grid around the planet, Austin. But when the fissures of the deep opened up and it fractured the magnetic ley lines in these water fissures, it split the continents apart. When that happened, their entire infrastructure they had built using all of these pyramids, thousands of them around the planet, all quit working. So you're absolutely right. That was the technology they used back then. Now they're using this technology now. That's why I've told you, I doubt very seriously, we're going to have a thermo-global nuclear war that's going to smother the entire planet because they do not want to destroy this advanced infrastructure they put into place again because it took too long to build it and put it back up. And they've had too many people they've had to basically work with for centuries on end in order to get their satanic agenda to this point. Let me give you an example here. Finland. I've been to Finland, didn't care for it. It was in Helsinki. The Finland Supreme Court has now upheld the 3-year prison term sentence for the rape of a 10-year-old girl by a 23-year-old asylum seeker. Jasdif Mohammed, wonder what race he is, whose country of origin was withheld, I wonder why, the man had sexual intercourse with a 10-year-old girl in the yard of a deserted apartment block. The court didn't recognize the incident as rape. It was okay, saying the girl wasn't forced into the sexual act to overcome a fear. The judge now ordered the man to pay the child $3,600. That's all he's going to get. Unbelievable. This has triggered Finnish outrage because he said that the sex with a 10-year-old and he raped this little girl didn't make any difference, and he wasn't going to be held accountable for that. He had to just pay her $3,600. Guys, this is what they want. They want the human trafficking, the human organ trafficking, the drugs. They want all of us hooked on opiates. They're sending this stuff in. Under Trump's administration, we've gone from 4,800 metric tons of opium production and 500 square miles in Afghanistan to 10,000 metric tons and 1,000 square miles of poppy cultivation in Afghanistan right now. Why? Because Trump does not run the United States. The deep state, the satanic CIA, along with their handlers, the Sabbatean, Franklin, Kabbalists, Luciferians, Synagogue of Satan, are the ones that do all of this stuff, guys. And I have had enough of all of it. And if you think I've been rough on them now, up to this point, just wait till the shows start hitting. Now, I've had enough of all of it, Austin. And they want to tie it together. I mentioned it over and over again with that T-Wave computer and that international interface. And they will make it the Internet of Things. I guarantee you, they've made their way through the universe. These sickos that they've done, they've wiped out a bunch of other planets in the past. And they're trying to wipe us out too, bud.
Absolutely, man. Well, we appreciate it, guys. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for the emails. We'll get everything situated and figure out what went on today, and we'll try to make sure that we can harden our systems up. So if you guys need anything, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. Check out the product of the week. You have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Stay frosty, guys, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.